In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Everything is now ready. Forgiveness is poured, salvation plated. There is nothing for you to bring. Christ prepared it at great cost. The gospel may be free to you, but not to him. He earned it. He bought it, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. He left nothing undone, neither did he cut corners. He delivered on Eden's promise. He didn't have to die. He could have left man in hell forever, even as the fallen angels were consigned to hell forever, but his love would not let him. So he came down as a man and prepared a great banquet. This divine banquet is not fast food, it's not grab-and-go dining, but here you remain, not for an evening, but forever. The angelic choir fills the air with the praises of God, and happiness fills your soul. Oh, the sights, the sounds, and smells. The door stands wide open. God is sacrifice. God is risen. God is your meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon none other. Now he comes with eternal blessings in tow. He is both host and meal. A concrete God with concrete blessings for his concrete people. At his banquet, we get out of our own heads, filled with worries, doubts, and regrets, and we live in him who is our head. Forgiveness is tangible because God is man. It smells like wine. It tastes like wine. No more driving ourselves crazy with guilt. No more self-pity, but being filled with wisdom from on high, touching, smelling, tasting, rejoicing. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Try this food on the palate of your heart so that when you see how sweet it is, then you will love it. And your mind will crave it, and your body will wake up eager to receive it. This is life in his kingdom. It's not a kingdom of talk and no action, but it is a kingdom of action. It's a celebration of the wonders of God has done for us. Grace defines it, joy fills it, and love unites us together. And so you pray, thy kingdom come. It must begin and end with him. How could you get God's forgiveness if he did not give it? How would you know about the banquet if he did not send out his servants? No one knocks on his door. He knocks on yours. He prepares. He invites. He brought you in. In some cases, he carried you in your mother's arms. Yet his invitation rang in your ears and delighted your soul. He compels you who have nothing to find everything in his eternal house. With eager steps, your feet move to celebrate and to sing, to eat and to drink, for God has made you, with all your baggage and all your history, God has made you worthy. The time is short. St. Paul says, these things were written down for our instruction on whom the end of the ages has come. For thousands of years, the saints have entered God's house. Who knows how many more years this call will go out? We live in the last days. Our Lord's return is at hand. The more we see that the end of the world is near, the less we should excuse ourselves from the supper of God. For the more we realize that the time left is nothing, the more fearful we should be of wasting the time of grace that remains. He will return like a thief in the night, and the door will be shut, and the foolish will be left out in the darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But as long as you are still breathing air, as long as the sun is still shining, he is patiently waiting, patiently inviting you. He invites you through the patriarchs, prophets, evangelists, apostles, confessors, martyrs. He invites you through pastors. He invites you through your parents, your friends, your children, and even through yourself. Excuses are just that, excuses. There's no good reason to ignore the King's gracious invitation. Be aware of the things that pull your heart away from this supper. Those who made excuses were... Those who made excuses were not bad people. They were good, kind, hardworking, and loving. Yet how quickly it turned to self-righteousness. Do not mistake earthly prosperity for God's approval. You cannot control your relationship with God. He's in control. Salvation does not come when you want it, when you are ready, but when he calls. He prepared the banquet. He extended the invitation. And he is angry with those who ignore it. The wicked are not simply those who commit crimes, but they are business owners and parents, coaches and teachers, neighbors and friends, anyone who refuses God's gracious invitation. He is angry with them because of the damage done to them in depriving themselves of this supper. But the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame fill God's house. Those who have nothing and can contribute to nothing eat this supper. So the church is filled with those who are weak, troubled, damaged, and abused, whose sins hang around their necks and whose failings are always before their eyes. The church is filled with those who will never be on a church council or altar guild, with the weary, the worn out, the broken, the sad, the lonely, and distressed. It doesn't look all that great. So we have this contrast between those in the kingdom of God and those outside of God's kingdom. Heaven is filled with people who had nothing, while hell is filled with those who had everything. Heaven is filled with sinners, while hell is filled with self-righteous saints. There is no one else. So how many are self-righteous? How many think they are a good person because they stand up for a just cause? How many ignore the Lord's gracious invitation because they do not need it right now, or so they think? The number of the wicked seems to be increasing daily. Not one of them will get a taste of God's supper. They were cut off, and you are grafted in. The gospel is like a rain shower, Dr. Luther said. It never stays in one place too long. The invitation continues to go out, but for how long in this area of the world? We do not know. The time is short. So note the severity and kindness of God. Severity to those who fall, but kindness to you, provided that you remain in his kingdom and delight yourself with his supper. So let your hunger be satisfied at his banquet. Let your sins be forgiven at his table. Let his supper replace your sadness, despair, and grief with joy, peace, and happiness. Let his body be your joy and his blood gladden your heart. Let your defects be made perfect. Let your shortcomings be forgotten and your failures covered over. Find your self-worth in his invitation. Find your self-esteem in the seat he has prepared for you. As Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Peter, James, and John, Augustine, Ambrose, and Athanasius, Luther, Chemnitz, and Gerhardt all sat at the Lord's table, so do you. History remembers them, but they are not above you. The words of God fill your ears, and Christ fills your soul. Listen to the voice of your dear Savior. Do not spurn his love. Forgiveness is poured, life is prepared, salvation is set before you. The self-righteous will make excuses and walk away, but the sinner condemned by his own heart will run with eager steps to Christ. And there he will feast and he will celebrate forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.